to say here that we have not said in this clear way before, that sometimes what you call the death experience is the most miraculous of healing experiences. Because all of the maladies and all of the infirmities and all of the discomfort and all of the confusion and all of the negative emotion is left behind. And in one fell swoop, there is a re-becoming of who you really are. So as sometimes as we've spoken like this to people who were really understanding their suffering parents, they feel uncomfortable. It's like, oh, I'm not sure if I should really be making effort to help my parent or my friend die. And we say, don't work toward helping them die. Work toward helping them live. See them in the full essence of life. And if that seed is still within them and you find it fully through the power of your connected focus upon them, you will inspire that within them. And sometimes miraculous things, they're called miracles, they're really not, happen, and they do recover. And sometimes that's just the boost they needed to make their reemergence. Some time ago, as Jerry and Esther were still doing some telephone consultations before they were traveling so much, you've heard this story, but it is such an important one. A woman had two consultations established, 30 minutes and then a 15-minute break and then another 30 minutes. And during the first 30 minutes, she talked about her father, who was like your mother. He had been hanging on. It was clear to this woman that he was not wanting or likely to recover, and yet his illness was dragging on and on. It was such a drain of resources and time of everyone. He was not enjoying it in any way, nor was anyone in the family. And this wonderful woman said to us, What am I doing wrong? What's gone wrong with this? And we said, nothing is wrong. Everything is exactly on schedule. It's unfolding exactly as it should be unfolding. There's not anything for you to do. And the consultation ended. They took their 15-minute break. And when she called back, she explained that during that time, her father had made his transition. And we had noticed that as we offered those words to her, her feeling of relief was enormous. It was tangible. It was so vivid. And afterward, she came to understand that that last hanging on that he was doing was because of the unfinished business that it felt like they had. In other words, it's just like the squirrel that you don't want in your garden. Your attention to it holds it there. Your attention to anything unwanted holds it there. So your attention to your struggling parent holds them in the place of struggle. If you have any influence at all with them, which you certainly always do, you see. So say to yourself, everything's on schedule. There isn't anything that I need to do. I know that my mother is this wonderfully good-feeling being, and get your attention focused upon that. Jesus healed by seeing you as you really are, not by looking at you in your disabled state. And while you don't hear all of the stories, there was many a person that a healer like Jesus helped make their transition into non-physical. In other words, people want to tell only the stories where they came back from the brink of death into life. And we say, oh, there are many more where they were released into the deliciousness of what you call the death experience. Sometimes we get so carried away in our enthusiasm for death that we think you will jump overboard as soon as the meeting is over. And while it's fun to jump off bridges, we encourage you to line up your thoughts first.
So, in talking about our creations being 99.99999% completed, is that true of, you were talking about that everything really is vibration, that we're just perceiving it. So is that 99.9, is there anything that is physical?
Well, your translation of the vibration is the physical part. In other words, the way you see it. It's a very good way to ask that question. Also, you lead us to tell you something even more specific about this death experience that your mother is upon, and that is 99.99% of that has been completed before you see the physical evidence of it. Okay. That's what dementia is. That's what Alzheimer's is. That's what it's, that slow